Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the story of a council tenant who's been living in a hotel for almost 9 months because his home has problems with damp and mould.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare because ordinary bed, there's no microwave, there's no fridge, it's only go there, sleep, go out.
Around a million homes in England have similar problems, and it's especially bad in the private rented sector, where around 9% of properties have issues with damp. Who's to blame and how can the problem be fixed? We'll have more after the break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jeremiah Bizimana first reported a water leak in the bathroom of his Haringey council house in 2019. After that leak, mould spread across his bathroom ceiling. It took a while to get his landlord's attention. All across the country, repairs to properties slowed during the COVID-19 lockdowns. So in 2021, Jeremiah Bizimana raised the problem again. Eventually, in July 2023, the council inspected his home and found the bathroom floor was rotten.
If I go there, go in, it may fall down because they found out that the wood underneath was rotten, so I couldn't fall underneath.
He was told the problem would take a few days to fix and was moved to a hotel.
So be careful here. Yeah. There is a hole here.
So 9 months later, he's still living out of a bag, and every few weeks, he has to move to a different hotel.
Because I was moving from hotel to another hotel, so I have two suitcases because I cannot take everything. So, say for example, they put me in this hotel today. My housing officer, sometimes she books late. The same day, the booking expires. So, maybe around 10 o'clock, say, okay, you will have a booking in another hotel.
The Housing Ombudsman, which investigates complaints involving social housing tenants, said last year there was a culture of apathy at Haringey Council. The report found a distinct lack of ownership, accountability, and intrinsic motivation when the council handled complaints. The Ombudsman added that over the past 2 years, more than two-thirds of complaints against Haringey involving leaks, damp, and mould had been upheld.
A defining moment for the housing sector. The words of a coroner today as she ruled that a toddler died because of the dreadful condition of his social housing.
It was the death of two-year-old Awab Ishak in 2020 that highlighted the scale of the damp and mould crisis across the country. Awab developed a respiratory condition as a result of prolonged exposure to mould in a one-bedroom flat owned by Rochdale Boroughwide Housing. His father had first complained about the mould in 2017 and been advised to paint over it. In a statement read outside court by their lawyer Kelly Darlington, the family said they drew attention to the problem as vigorously as they could, but they weren't listened to.
Stop discriminating, stop being racist, stop providing unfair treatment to people coming from abroad, stop housing people in homes you know are unfit for human habitation.
The family had come to Britain from Sudan, and an inquest into the toddler's death heard that officials at the Housing Association made assumptions about their culture, including saying that they had a lifestyle of boiling food in pans on the stove and that they practiced ritual bathing. The coroner found the activities that contributed to the damp and condensation were normal ones, such as cooking, washing, bathing, and drying clothes. Gareth Swarbrick, the chief executive of the social housing landlord involved in Awab's case, was fired after refusing to resign. Landlords frequently blame tenants' lifestyles for damp and mould, but the challenge is really about how we provide space for a growing population in a country with ageing houses. We'll have more after the break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Safe, efficient, and reliable railways help to keep us all connected, thanks to Network Rail. Yet, maintenance on the railways is a risky and sometimes fatal business. At Network Rail, two previous attempts to invigorate its track worker safety programs had failed, leaving employees feeling sceptical that the organisation could ever get railway safety right. Since 2019, EY teams have worked with Network Rail to deliver a transformation that improved safety protocols and changed employee behaviour around safety. Network Rail RailHub, a new digital safety platform and app, eliminated inaccurate paper trails and worked offline, so it could be used by workers in remote locations. Since the platform was introduced, near misses affecting maintenance workers on the railways have fallen by 40%. Read the full story at ey.com. The government has introduced Awab's Law, an amendment to social housing legislation which requires landlords to investigate and fix health hazards reported to them within strict deadlines. Labour has said that it will extend this legal requirement to the private rental sector too. But Suzanne Mooner of the Social Housing Action Campaign says there's already legislation requiring rented housing in flats to be fit for human habitation.
The biggest problem is enforcing it, because these big landlords are wholly unaccountable. They will ignore the regulator, they will ignore the ombudsman, they will ignore the courts.
Jeremiah Bizimana has three adult children who've all left home now. He worries that while he's waiting for repairs, there's nowhere for his children to go if they run into difficulties themselves.
My children, at the moment, they cannot visit me. And as you know, there is a rent, how it's high. Even if they moved out, but they can come here anytime in case they have difficulties. And at the moment, there's no way they can do that.
In a statement, Haringey Council said it had apologised to Jeremiah and given him a disturbance payment. It explained that following the initial move into hotel accommodation, structural damage caused by a leak was identified in his flat, which meant it would take much longer to fix than initially anticipated. It added that, in the meantime, our teams undertook other repairs in the property, such as a mould wash and decorating. Unfortunately, delays by our contractor, which could not have been foreseen, meant a much longer stay in hotel accommodation. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Jeevan Varsagar and mixed by Imi Harper. Jeevan recently made a podcast series charting the status of social housing from the late 1970s to the present day. In it, he explores the different solutions being offered by the public and private sector and investigates how solving the crisis could have a monumental impact on our society at large. To listen, just search for Making Sense of Social Housing on the Tortoise Audio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Tortoise. Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. UK business leaders are quietly confident that better times are coming. More than half of those who responded to the recent EY CEO Outlook survey believe their profitability would increase in 2024. As businesses look to the future, transformation is clearly front and centre on the 2024 CEO agenda, with the vast majority of leaders planning to maintain or accelerate their transformational change in 2024. With 76% of CEOs in agreement that AI will deliver transformative efficiency benefits to their organisation, how can AI be put to use to enhance innovation efforts? Find out how integrating AI into your business could minimize the negative impacts on the workforce, boost productivity, and improve overall employee experience by reading the full report at ey.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.